Theo Double G here with his random thoughts. Today I'm going to talk about depression. I mean, oh man. If anyone has suffered with depression, you know what I'm talking about. It is the absolute worst feeling next to being rejected, I think. I think they sort of go hand in hand, sort of, you know. It's the worst. I mean, it's really difficult to deal with, and that is the result of that song, Why Must I Cry. That was such a depressing time. A lot of people think that I'm actually singing, but they don't. I mean, one fan actually got the point of the song. That was actually literally crying while I was doing that song with emotion. So that's why it sounds like that, and that's why some people think it sounds retarded. Have you ever tried crying and talking or crying and singing? Try it out sometime. You'll see what I'm talking about. But anyway, depression is like it's the worst thing to overcome. I mean, sometimes the depression makes you go into a shell where you cut the whole world off. You don't want to talk to anyone. You don't want to eat. You don't want to sleep. You don't want to take a shower. You don't want to work. You just want to just curl up in a ball and just, you know, disappear. Or some people just want to just try to drink it all away. You can't do it. I've tried to drink it all away back in the past. It don't work. Because what happens is you drink and you drink and you drink. And I don't know if you know this, but alcohol is a depressant. And it just just makes the problem worse. It's, you know, many a time when I did that, I woke up in the morning with a big knot on my head. I'm like, whoa. Or with a hole in the wall, I'm like, damn, what happened? It's the alcohol. It's not a good thing to do. So it's best sometimes to, if you have a close friend, someone that you really, you know, love and trust, you can talk to them about it, and generally it'll help, you know. It helps to talk about it, but if you leave it inside, then it's no good. Or sometimes you need to go and see a professional to get professional help, because you're so depressed that it's just nothing that will help except a professional. And sometimes people need to take, you know, depressant pills for that, and to keep them normal. But I find praying to God and talking to God about your problems, that really gets you through the problems, you know, gets you through. And that's what I suggest, praying about it, talking to people that you really love and trust, or getting professional help. I think that'll really deal with the problem. Sometimes even getting a good cry out. I know men aren't supposed to cry, blah, 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 blah. BS, folks. Everyone hurts and have emotions. So sometimes getting a good cry out and just letting it all out of your system, that does the trick as well. So, and some people can't deal with loneliness. Some people, they just can't. I mean, I remember I was a loner for the longest time, I remember. But then after a while, I wasn't a loner. And then when I had to go back to being a loner, oh man, that was like a difficult task. But like I said, as long as I got some close friends, even if I talk to them every now and then on the phone, we meet up every now and then, and that's pretty cool. Instead of having all these friends, like I spoke about in the past, all these friends that means nothing. So that's how I say you deal with it. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time. Keep watching those videos.